Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Joe Pugh for IFL TV. We're here at the Bronx Gym. It's start of fight week, Fabio Wardley versus Fraser Clark. Delighted to be joined by promoter Ben Shalom. How are you, mate?
Very well, obviously. These are the events and the weeks that is exciting to be involved in. It's been a long time coming for Fraser Clark. It's amazing to just get a lot of these guys, if you look through the card, Fraser Clark, Ben Whitaker, Vidal Riley, even Florian Marku, Callum Simpson. It's the first time where we could even attempt to do a show like this with our own guys. A lot of them debuted with us, now get into the exciting part of their career. So definitely a breakout moment for a lot of them, and just a huge card on an Easter Sunday after the football and a huge main event.
Yeah, seen 10,000 tickets already sold, additional tickets been put on sale, so really can't have really gone any better than planned.
No, I think for a British title fight, I think we were planning for the lower bowl. We're up to 13,000 now. Upper bowl's done. To do that in Fraser Clark's ninth professional fight, pretty special. A huge event. And a huge night for British boxing. There's not many nights where we think we can cross over to the casual fans. This is a special event. It's one where we're expecting over a million people to watch. It comes in off the back of City Arsenal. It's as I say, Easter Sunday bank holiday special. And to be honest, I remember growing up, you know, the 0-2 heavyweight nights are the ones that you remember, and delighted for both guys, Fabio and Fraser, that they get their moment. I think it's going to be the most important fight that even when they retire, I think this will go down as the most important fight in both of their careers. It's absolutely enormous, and hopefully both of them come in and give the best account of themselves.
Given everything that happened last year with the purse bids, yourself, Fraser, did come under a lot of criticism at that time. Are you pleased that now it is happening and we are just going to see that fight?
Of course, we came under a lot of criticism, and I did it personally, and it's difficult because I think in those moments, especially, look, I was 28 years old and you're left with a decision, and you know as a team, because a promoter can't do it, you know, on his own, but I look back and I know it was the right decision, but as a team, I knew I was going to come in for a huge amount of criticism. I knew it was going to cause a shitstorm, and it's difficult because you know what the right decision is, and I felt it would have been, Fraser would have fought him in his first fight, don't get me wrong. But I thought after having a six-rounder, when it's easy to make the fight after two more fights, I thought it might have been irresponsible as a promoter. And my loyalty and duty is to make sure anyone that puts their faith in me, I just do the best possible job I can. And yes, it should have been handled better, and yes, it should have been done better. But it's created an enormous event. And both fighters are so happy with the way it's turned out. They've got a huge, huge payday at the O2, headlining 13,000 people. It doesn't get much bigger. And so it's just a lesson, I guess, in life that, the hard decisions can be the right ones. And it came with a lot of shit. But look at where we are. And I was always confident the fight would get made, and delighted it has. And yeah, glad to deliver for Fraser, importantly.
It leads us nicely to a year later, another purse bid situation. I'm smiling, you're smiling, because we know where we're going. So I'm not going to beat around the bush, Ben. Are you pulling Adam Azim out of the purse bid for the Dortmund fight?
First of all, and I will slow it down just because there's been a lot of pressure on trying to get us to, or the team to vacate before even Dalton Smith at four. First of all, you have to wait till he fights to even know what options you've got on the table. We presented the options. The McGuigas are an experienced team. I trust them as well. And the decision will be made that's right for Adam Azim's career. And I think it will be made in the next 24, 48 hours. And Dalton Smith is one of those options. But what I would say is, Adam Azim is a 21-year-old baby, right? If you wanted to try and have a chance of beating Adam Azim, you'd get him as early as possible and as young as possible. And I think they know that. We all know that. We believe Adam would win now. We believe in three or four fights, it would be a full-on conclusion. And anyone in boxing can see where Adam's at in his career. So, look, it's a massive fight. As a promoter, selfishly, it's the biggest gate, it's the biggest night, it's the biggest event. So, selfishly, as a promoter, it's the fight that you want to see. And I think we'll definitely have news this week and we'll make that decision.
So you're not giving me the answer on the original question?
Because I think ultimately, I can't make a decision for a management team. I can't make a decision for a fighter. They have the options in front of them, and I expect it to be made this week.
Can you understand why Matchroom are getting frustrated with yourselves in the time you're taking?
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what? How long has it been since Dalton fought?
It's been 3-4 days, but the purse bids were called significantly before the Dalton Smith fight.
So, but they were moved back to allow Dalton Smith to fight. So, and if Dalton Smith had lost that fight, then what? You know, of course, anyone in boxing knows that you wait for the fight. I think I understand, and I feel sorry for Adam and Shane, and they're just trying to pile on and put pressure on and try their best, and I understand it. You know, it's difficult for us sometimes. We're a young business trying to break into a very old industry, and they know what they're doing, and ultimately the decision will be made. I think it's, as you said, it's been 3 or 4 days.
I saw some comments you said on Talksport, I think it was earlier. Why do you think there is kind of a disconnect between yourselves and Matchroom?
Look, when we first started, it was always going to be difficult because there was that split with Sky Sports, and I'm very stoic about it, I guess. We got our opportunity, and we had different broadcasters before, but Sky was a big break, and there was obviously from then there was this huge pressure, and there was the talk that we wouldn't last 3 fights, then it was we won't last 6 months, then it was we won't be able to sign anyone, we're not got any headliners, we won't do pay-per-view shows, we won't be able to do this. So it's nothing new. I hope over time it changes, but it's the same in any industry. You know, if you're trying to break into an established industry, we know that we're young. We know that we've, you know, mistakes will be made. We know that we're a business that's growing very quickly. And yeah, it's a shame because we have worked with a lot of promoters, but hopefully over time, you know, things can get better. And yeah, I'm sure they will. I think, as I say, I think we're probably seen as a young promoter, and they'd rather them not be around, and I get that, but we've got our own business to run, and we just want to put on the best fights we can. You know, I've spent a bit of time away from the cameras because it got to the point where I had to remember what my job is, and ultimately it's to put on and give as many opportunities as possible to my fighter, to get Tasha Jonas her fight, Boatsy and Izzy's their fight, Richard Riakpo his world title, Lauren Sokoli his world title, Lauren Price her world title, Fraser Clark his fight, Ben Whitaker, Vidal Riley his fight. You know, that's what I have to focus on, and I have to try and block out the noise, because ultimately their careers are much more important, and I have a duty to them. They're the ones that put their faith in me, and we just want to keep on putting the best nights we possibly can. We've had a great January, great February, now a huge night, and we just want to put on the best British nights that we can.
I've got to ask you about the Times article. I don't know what you can or can't say, but wouldn't be doing my job right if I didn't. Yeah, can you tell us anything about this article?
To be honest, it just goes back to the same thing. Like, the amount of stuff that goes on, I think we know where it's coming from. For us, it's clear there's an agenda there. I don't want to say too much because we're getting legal advice at the moment. We do know where it's coming from, and it will be dealt with, but it's a shame. Because, yeah, we have to put up with so much, and it's almost like the more we do, and the better our stable becomes, and the bigger nights, then it's going to continue. And as I say, I'm not really sure what the accusation is. I'm not really sure where the wrongdoing is. What I would say is, we do know where it's coming from. We believe it's fraudulent. What's going on? But it will be dealt with, and we're getting advice at the moment. And as a young business, it goes back to, we have to just keep focusing on what we are doing and building our fighters and building our shows. We're a young business. Our stable is growing. To see it being able to, you know, be on this stage like this. You know, we at the start, you saw Amir Khan and Chris Eubank Jr. and Josh Taylor, and it was other fighters, and we had to sort of make our way and find different fights that we could put on. So we've developed the fighters to the stage where these are fighters that we've started with, that I've got a special relationship with, because they're the ones that trusted me when I was fucking 26, 27 years old. To be now here being able to sell an event is incredible. And of course there's going to be people that want to take away from that and stop it, but we have to, and we do, we focus on what's important, and we're really excited, and we just got to keep putting on the biggest shows we possibly can.
Yeah, finish on something slightly more positive, because it is an absolutely stacked card on Sunday. Then you look forward to Wales, another amazing opportunity. So moving forward with the rest of the year, Boxer, Sky Sports, going to expect big things.
Huge, and yeah, it's definitely a coming of age year for so many other fighters. I think we've seen that in January in the Boatsy Aziz card and this card. And obviously Lauren Price has her big moment in Cardiff. Richard Riakpo should be able to announce that. Well, we know, I think he's already mentioned the date.
Boatsy Yard?
I've seen that. And Boatsy Yard, yeah. It's weird because that fight should get done. Everyone wants it done. Queensbury and Boxer all agreed. And we're just trying to get everyone in the room next week. But yeah, it's exciting times, and just delivering and making sure that we put on the biggest shows possible, and looking forward to a massive summer.
Excellent. Ben Shalom, thank you very much for being to IFL.
Sports Social Podcast Network.